Okay, so this is like part two of my whole visa testimony. Honestly, I'm going to make this try to make it like kind of quick because that video was actually long. Anyways, I got to my second visa appointment January 25th. I mean, January 30th after school had started, and the lady, she did not mention like my getting rejected like months before. She just asked me the usual questions and then went, and then she looked at my I-20, and then she looked at the start date, and she's like, oh, this start date had passed, because as I said before, the start date on the I-20 was January 25th, and she was like, oh, this start date has passed, that she'll need me to go to my school and tell them like and ask them for an updated I-20, and once I get the updated I-20, I should just like send that updated I-20 and my passport. Like, I don't have to come back in person. I just have to send it to their office again, and then I can pick up my passport like after that with my visa. And so I was like, wow, like God really did this. And then I left with my passport, and people were kind of like looking at me because like that's kind of a weird situation, right? You're going back with your passport, but then you're not going back with like that blue paper. So even the guy at the door, he was, you know, kind of like, I guess he was, his expression was kind of like confused, like, oh, I'm going back with my passport, why am I smiling? But you know, I knew what God had done, and so I just went out. I told my mom, we were like screaming and shouting, and it was just like so obvious that it was God that did it, right? So now the next thing was for me to defer my admission again from spring to fall. And UMD does not defer from spring to fall. They only defer from fall to spring. And so that was another whole thing. I was emailing back and forth with like the admissions and ISSS, and you know, just trying to get them like trying to, you know, like try just trying to know, like, oh, like you guys should give me this thing quickly. Give me my new I-20 so that I can give it back to them and I can get my visa. Because, you know, like the main like issue was the visa, but now getting that second deferral became an issue. But after, you know, so many back and forths, I finally got my deferral granted February 1st, and even the email was like, oh, we're going to make this an exception for you and blah blah blah. I think maybe I'll put the email up here. But yeah, and so February 1st, I got my new like deferred admission letter again. So this admission letter now was for fall 2024, and the next thing was now for me, okay, use this admission letter and now give me an updated I-20. And so, but then the ISSS people, they were telling me that I needed like to show new bank statements to show like, you know, new funding needed for an updated I-20. And so this one was supposed to show at least $65,000, and that's a lot of money, but God also did. And like a week after, so around February 12th, I got my updated I-20. I sent it back with my passport, and before the end of February, I picked up my passport with my new visa, with my F1 student visa. And honestly, the whole process, this visa thing, like I finally got to February 29th. Honestly, it was obviously God. From the beginning to the end, everything was just screaming God. You know, when God does his own thing, he wants everybody to know that this is God. It's not man. It's not because of your preparation. It's not because of anything. It's just so obvious that this was God's work. And yeah, so that's what I've come here to share today. And that was how I got my visa. I came here, I think August, I think it was July, the last day of July, first day of August 2024, we landed here. I started my classes like, yeah, ending of August, I think around August 20 something, started classes. And yeah, my first year at UMD was, you know, delayed, but truthfully, I can't really imagine how I would have fared if I came straight from boarding school in Nigeria into UMD. I think it would have been a crazy transition, and I think God definitely knew what he was doing, making me wait for an extra year. So yeah, God knows. He knows. He knows everything. He's not sleeping. He's not sleeping. He's awake. He's seeing you. He's an intentional God. And yeah, and I think that 1 year was time that I really grew closer to God, and I really kind of like made my faith my own. And it was not just, you know, my parents' thing. It was not just me following them to church. But that time where I was feeling depressed, I think God really used lots of people to draw me closer to Him in that time. So just trust God. Trust His timing. He's seeing what you're not seeing, and He would perfect everything. And even if at the end of everything, like, you don't get that visa, trust that He's seeing. Like, I think one thing I've grown to understand is that God is seeing far ahead. He's not seeing the same things you're seeing. Like, He's seeing the whole picture. You're just seeing a small zoomed in spot. So just trust. And yes, I just thank God. I give all the glory back to God. I'm supposed to record this video testimony like since last year, but I just kept like, you know, postponing. I wanted, you know, to maybe be doing a get ready with me or like makeup while I was doing it, and I've never gotten into that. And I kept on saying, oh, when I look better or when I look good or when this happens or when that happens. But God has still been faithful. And I think, yeah, today I read Psalm 105 verse 1, and it talks about, you know, like essentially telling people about the good deeds that God has done for you. And that's what I'm doing today. And so I thank God. And if you're still here at this time, thank you. Bye bye.